Some Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football as the Wildcats get another win last week at Royal Valley, 48-15, the final score. The Wildcats increased their win streak to 4 straight, now 4-1 on the year. But before we dive into that, Coach, I know last week was win number 250, and a lot of coaches don't maybe put a lot of thought or much into milestones, but I think that's a pretty big one, especially the fact that you've averaged over 9 wins in your time there, and that's averaging more than 9 wins in a season, and that many teams only play 9 or fewer games. So I wanted to say congratulations and just ask for any thoughts, I guess, on reaching 250 with the Holton Wildcats.
Well, I appreciate that. I think it's a longevity thing. It takes a long time, and I appreciate all the players and coaches and parents and our community. You know, it's just been a community and a program process, and we really focus on program. And so I think it is a really big deal for us, and, you know, hopefully we continue to move forward.
One of the key things about last week's victory that we had talked about in the past was getting off to a better start, and I thought your team did that. I mean, obviously scored touchdowns on your first couple drives. You recovered a fumble and blocked a field goal, so I felt like the defense pretty good as well. Were you happy with the way maybe the team came out and focused on the road last week?
Yeah, I thought we played well overall, and you know, we had to move some people around and find some new people on offense, and they got in there and did their job and executed, so it was fun to watch that.
Yeah, were you happy with some of the players that had to step up and not just, you know, an entire kind of different backfield look and guys in different spots and such, but on defense, you know, missing those guys as well? Tell me about some of the players that I guess maybe kind of stood out or you thought really kind of helped step up to the challenge.
Well, I don't know if anybody just flat stood out. I thought everybody did their job. Probably the biggest thing is it's eliminated our depth, you know, with our injuries. And we felt like we had some depth in the secondary and lost that, and depth at running back and lost that, and depth on the offensive line. I think we had 3 offensive and defensive linemen out. So, it's a good opportunity for our young people to step up and get an opportunity. And they've got a long ways to go, but we like what they did.
Chase Boswell with 4 touchdowns. I thought Tucker Gillen ran the ball really hard. Had a couple big rushes early for you in that game. I think a new starter on defense, Rylan Ammon, posted a huge tackle night defensively. So a lot of different guys, as you mentioned, and some linemen and playing in some different spots and certainly stepping up. Did you feel like, I guess, because of all that, the team got better? Were there any other things that kind of stood out that just you felt like the team was able to take a step forward overall last week against the Panthers?
Well, you know, I think it's about us, and I think we've taken some steps forward in terms of leadership and accepting leadership. And, you know, we're really working on doing that, trying to become a more disciplined football team. And I think if that happens, that gives us more opportunities down the road to beat good people. And it's just, you know, it's just part of that process, and it was a good process week for us.
Holton now 5-1 on the season, still in the top 5 of the state in Class 3A, and a big game this week at Rossville. We'll talk about it with Coach Barta right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, talking Holton football with head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats head to Rossville this week. Kind of interesting to have this non-district game kind of in the middle of your district schedule, 2-0 in district play. But the good thing, I think, Coach, is that it's a good team, and it's that time of year that you probably feel like you want to be playing some good teams and figuring some things out. What excites you most kind of about this new matchup this year with Rossville?
Well, we've never played them since I've been here, and they've got a great program. They're really well coached. They play really hard. I'm not sure they're as talented as they've been, and they know that, but they do everything right. I mean, everything fits together for them offensively, and they're going to make you earn everything defensively. So they'll expose some of the things that maybe we're not doing well, and gives us an opportunity to prepare for a really disciplined team.
I know you mentioned a couple weeks ago against Perry that, you know, they kind of show the spread look, and Rossville likes to throw it around quite a bit and spread it out, something you may not see quite as much of in the playoffs. But are there some things, especially defensively and in the secondary, even with some guys still missing and banged up, that you feel like will be challenges this week?
I think having our secondary banged up will be a challenge. They're really a run-first team. You're going to see motions and hand sweeps all over the place trying to get you out of position. And when it gets right down to it, they want to get a ball in their playmaker's hands on the perimeter, or a quarterback and running back run up the middle, and that's what they want to do. And all the rest of the stuff is really to keep you from cheating on that stuff. So It's almost like playing an option offense. You got to be really disciplined in your approach.
Speaking of discipline, and I know you talked a little bit about the leadership, and it seems like this team has come together pretty well, but as you go through the season, and of course, you know, a big district game against Hayden Looms next week, and Rossville is a non-district game, as we alluded to, what about the focus, the consistency, I guess, and that discipline that you're seeing from this team in practice here this week?
Well, I mean, we have to continue to make progress, and I think the effort has been there all year. I think, you know, the thing that we just have to really have had to work on is really be together and be excited for each other and make everything fit together. We're going to have to play penalty-free football when it counts, and we're going to have to ride out some tough times, and we've got to pull together in those times, and we've worked hard on that.
Should be a fun one Friday night at Rossville. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room chats on KNZA, a courtesy of Boomer Steakhouse, the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic.